Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettay along with Charlotte Long, and on our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line from Tiger Bait LSU, Buddy Songy from Baton Rouge. Buddy, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. How you doing today, bud?
Happy July 1, guys. Revenue sharing is in effect now. LSU has since won a national championship in baseball, number 8. Jay Johnson never sleeps, never stops working. He's already got 5 coming in from the portal. And BK is on the clock in approximately 2 months. We'll see what that debut is going to be like at Clemson. So a lot to talk about. Always happy to be joined by you guys. Appreciate you talking on a Tuesday, Mike.
Buddy, we didn't have you on since the national championship run, and so this team was built a certain way, certainly around pitching and really good defense. You had some timely hitting when you needed it, but this is more built like the Paul Maneri teams of the past than, say, the Skip Bertman teams that we've seen that were known more for their hitting. Now, they had good pitching, too, now in those years, but just the way Jay Johnson has done this, and you know, it's hard to say dynasty because he's only been there 4 years, but he has won 2 national championships, 2 of the last 3 years. People say, well, he got inherited a great program. Well, explain to me what happened with Smoke then. Paul Maneri won 1. You know, that's always the haters out there because you know why? They put it on social media and they can't hit delete fast enough about, oh, he should be out of here, you know, because they didn't agree with some of his decisions. But what Jay Johnson has done here in the last, you know, since he's been here for 4 years and winning 2 out of 3, buddy, it's remarkable. You and I were doing this when Skip was in his heyday, and it took Skip a while to build this into what it is. And it's a new day, new era. Transfer portal, NIL, everything happening. It's a totally different world than when Skip took over.
Yeah, no doubt, Mike. I align JJ more closely to Skip Bertman, and certainly I have visions and deja vu with Nick Saban. I think Jay Johnson as a baseball coach is very similar to Nick Saban. I do think Jay's a little bit easier to work for in his staff. I think he's also a little bit happier than Nick. But, man, the attention to detail, the dotting of every I, the crossing of every T, always working, trust communication, and Mike and Charlotte getting their team to peak at the right time. Crazy scenario, folks. Not one team that was in Omaha in 2024 returned back. The SEC usually has three or four, only had two, paired up against Arkansas, which on paper I thought was the best team in the country, and winning that first game was a close one, but then winning that deciding game, the marble game, getting ready for Coastal Carolina, it was a dream come true, because if you had asked me and took me to Vegas a month ago and said, will they lift up the trophy, I probably not would have said yes, but they pushed all the right buttons. Great peaking of talent, but great coaching. Look at the defense LSU played in the back half. Look at the timely hitting, and look at the bullpen and Nate Yeske. I was a critical of Nate because he was throwing so many fastballs earlier in the year that were predictable. But, man, all of a sudden, when you got Chase Shores throwing 101 and it's moving and it's located, it's hard to question anything they did. So just a fantastic job of peaking. And, you know, I just came from my 30-minute session with my shrink, and lo and behold, she was running late because poor Dave Van Horn took up an hour and 35 minutes of her time today.
Buddy, I'll be honest with you. When the teams that got set to go to Omaha, I'm not a big gambler, but if I would have been one, I would have put my money on Arkansas. They were so talented, and they looked to be that. Finally, things were going to fall into place, and to have everything come apart in the ninth inning like it did against LSU was really something. And, man, just think about how you'd be doing talk show if you were in Fayetteville or Little Rock during that time frame.
Mike, I got three messages from listeners that have been listening to me for 20 years, 30 years, and they are saying that there's some people in Little Rock, in Fayetteville, all throughout the state of Arkansas, are wondering, A, if Van Horn is ever going to win one, and B, is it time for him to retire? Now, one of the things I talked about, guys, is looking at the dugout, and I watch all the games because I can't see like I used to, and it's hot and all that other stuff going in the press box, but man, you see such a clear picture. You got Jay Johnson, who is signals, talking, interaction, everybody's involved, invested on the dugout. You pan to Arkansas playing LSU, and it was almost like they were a funeral home. Van Horn's biting his nails, not a lot of talk, and you could almost see the pressure. That's the one thing you got to give LSU baseball. Kyle Peterson said it beautifully. LSU baseball is wired differently. They expect to have pressure on them when they sign. They know you need to get to Omaha every year because the fan base wants it. And then six straight years, the SEC hosting up the trophy. And here's the great thing, guys. All six of those years, the SEC fan base took over. That was 85% to 90% LSU against Coastal Carolina. And, Charlie, you know I talked about the Angels. I talked about the umpires all year. And you had a head case, Jeff Head, in one game, but all of a sudden the good Lord delivered an angel from the clouds, as in Angel Campos, and he got crosshaired with the Coastal Carolina coach. I don't know about you guys. It probably diminished what LSU did, but, man, we'll be talking about this one. I don't think they were as good, solid man-to-man star power as 23, but it doesn't matter. You want a natty, and that's all you worry about and talk about in coming years. But great peaking of the right time, great coaching, and LSU players from day one, when they get recruited and come here, embrace those expectations, and so does Johnson and his staff, and that's why LSU fans are so confident when they go to Omaha.
I think the Coastal Carolina coach is still yelling at reporters for the pronunciation of Shot the Clears. And look, I mean, Gary Gilmore ran a class program there for many, many years. And I follow UL baseball. I'm a UL graduate, so I follow the Sun Belt. And I'm not a fan of Kevin Schnall, the new coach at Coastal. I think he's kind of a meathead, but that's a separate story. As far as your comments about Arkansas, I just wanted to get this out there before I ask you my question. Was we talked to Todd Walker about this a couple weeks back, and he was mentioning this Arkansas team. Everything was lining up for them. They had such an elite roster, top to bottom. Really didn't look like they had any weaknesses. It's just like, if they aren't going to win it this year, when is Dave Horn ever going to win one? And like, we all remember what happened with Oregon State and the drop fly ball that would have won them the national championship, I think, back in 2018. And now here they are again, just falling short in Omaha. My question for you, though, buddy, is that we're looking ahead. The MLB draft is basically about a week and a half away. I know that Keith Law recently put out his rankings. He's got Cade Anderson as the third best prospect overall. And Cade really saved his best for last, didn't he? Like, in Omaha, he has the 7 innings of one-run ball against Arkansas in that first game. And then Coastal, a complete game shutout. So combining both performances at the College World Series, 16-inning pitch, 6 hits, 1 run, 17 strikeouts. Unbelievable stuff from the Southpaw. And, you know, we talked with Jay Johnson a couple different times about this, and he's mentioned it, that if the Washington Nationals come up and they have the number one overall pick and they don't take Cade Anderson, they're making a massive mistake.
Well, Charlie, listen, it is a great story that Cade Anderson and Anthony Eiason, they combined to go 24-3. They struck out 335 batters between them and had 71 walks. Average ERA was right under 3.0 for both of them. Just phenomenal 1A and 1B. Eiason, I'm hearing, is slotted in the high 30s to early low 40s. Shea Shores is in the mid-70s now. Jared Jones will get picked. I mean, you're going to have 6 or 7 guys that get picked. There are some decisions to be made. What's Stanfield going to do in center field? Does he come back? You got a lot of other guys. Fry, I thought, was a big part of the Ethan Fry was just fantastic with timely hitting. And Mike and Charlie, this is the thing. Bobby Bowden told me, and you knew, or you remember Bobby, but Mike, he told me a long time ago, the distance between the halo over your head and the noose around your neck is a short distance. And you know he called everybody boy. He said, hey, boy, you're only as good as your last win, boy. You're only as good as your last championship. And that's the great thing about Jay Johnson. This year is done and over with, and he's already got 5 coming in, 3 pitchers and 2 hitters, including Seth Dardar, who played at Holy Cross and was at Kansas State last year. So I would say this. I don't know when it will happen, but Jay Johnson's going to be making over $2 million. And by the way, you guys know who's the highest-paid coach in SEC baseball right now?
Is it Slosh with Texas? Or Vitello with Tennessee?
No, it's Tony.
Yeah, Tony V.
Tony V, $3 million a year. Corbin at Vandy, $2.5 million a year. And then the guy at Florida and everybody else is right. Jay's at about 1.8. I'm going to make the prediction. Scott Woodward, one thing that he knows, Mike, is that when you've got a great one, you got to keep him happy. And I don't think Jay does this for money. But you know there's going to be a couple of teams that are going to say, hey, are you interested in talking? I expect Jay Johnson to be making 2.4, 2.5, 2.6, 2.7 in the next few years as they got to keep him locked up and happy. But he just gives you a taste of Burtman and Saban all rolled up in the jambalaya pot, and you can't ask for any better.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, buddy, I think that'll be done in the next few months. I think they want to get a new deal done with him now. Because I'm the sort of believer that you do something now because then the costs rise. We see this in like an NFL free agency too, when you can sign a receiver or a pass rusher at a certain level and then you wait for somebody else to set the market and then you got a match. No, I kind of got a feeling that Woodward's going to have this done and do this fairly quickly. And then, kind of swinging this on another scale now to football, as July hits, we know what happens the first couple weeks of July. There's a lot of decisions being done. And again, a verbal commitment ain't where the piece of paper is written on, which is nothing. But a lot of these young men sort of want to get this out of the way before their senior season of high school, because now with the signing date in December, man, it's a short trek from the end of the season to signing date in football. Your thoughts here, because LSU is in play here with a number of guys, 4 or 5-star recruits that they're close on and waiting on decisions between now and July 15th.
Yeah, spot on, Mike. By the way, two announcements tomorrow. A 5-star edge from Pensacola, Trenton Henderson. He's looking at Texas, Florida, and LSU, 6'5", about 230. I will say this more than once this football season. I think Kevin Peoples is the best edge rush coach in the country. Look what he got out of Braden. All the guys on the edge, I think they're going to be fantastic. They brought in a bunch of edge rushers. And then, of course, J.J. Bush is a linebacker from Alabama. LSU's in the mix. Both Henderson and Bush go down tomorrow. Isaiah Washington, a safety from Hainesville, is going down in the next couple of days. And Lamar Brown, a very talented lineman who can play offensive and defensive lineman. LSU, Texas A&M battle, that'll be coming here, I would imagine. And, of course, they just picked up Ellis, a corner. And, you know, Mike, I used to worry about these corners because Corey likes them long and lean, but 6'2", 165, and you say, man, he needs some weight. And then I remember Greedy Williams when everybody said he was too skinny. And isn't Greedy still playing for the Browns?
Yeah, and I remember Corey Webster coming in. I bet his second number was not 7. I bet he was 169, 168 pounds when he came in from St. James. One last comment from you. I got to see both Klubnik and Nussmeier throw at the Manning Passing Academy. And, buddy, I'm telling you, man, Klubnik can really sling it. And we saw the jump in his game last year and his improvement. And I watch his mechanics. It's very smooth, over the top. He played with some young receivers last year. Now they've got a year under their belt. Man, you talk about some buildup for game one between Clemson and LSU. And think about at the end of the month of the September, you got Florida and Ole Miss.
You know, Mike, it's interesting you said that. We started to talk to about the football. One of the things that I'm telling everybody is that the defense is probably going to have to carry this team in week one and week three. I think most of the people I talk to tell you the offensive line is going to take 3 or 4 weeks to gel and find their roles. And obviously they want to go 8 or 9 or 10 deep because they've got some transfer portals coming in from Virginia Tech and Northwestern. And those guys were in the mix. You only have one returning starter. Is DJ Chester going to be back in center? Are they going to move him around? But talking about the defense, I think you're going to hear this from Brian Kelly, and we are 13 days away from SEC Media Days in Atlanta this year. BK follows up the commissioner, and I think he's going to talk about the defense, and this defense giving them a lot more opportunities to be in games. Mike, you know this. Charlie, you know this. You got to stop the freaking run right up the A-gap. You got to put pressure. You got to force takeaways and turnovers. And you got to stop the deep ball over the top. And when you get in the red zone, you got to hold them to field goals instead of touchdowns. Sounds like a lot, but I'm confident Blake Baker's got a lot more talent to dial up. And talking about Kate Klubnik, I'd go back to the old days of Saban when he had a blitz package for every state in the country. I want to see LSU send the kitchen sink, but also disguise, and having some older players with a little experience. You know, when you get the freshmen out there playing them the first year, you can't do a lot of disguise and tricks. You got to play vanilla. But as we all know, just like Van Horn has not won a natty, until BK and LSU wins this opening game, it's still an albatross around their neck.
I agree with you 100%. Buddy, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate your time and insights, my man. Thank you so much. Happy 4th of July.
Have a great afternoon, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks so much. Buddy Songe, longtime guy with Tiger Bait LSU, been in the business now over 40 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.